With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Below average temperatures are in the forecast this week. That's good news for snowmobilers and ice fishermen that need ice to form. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the Oneida County Conservation Warden about ice safety before people start venturing out.
Ice is just starting to form on the edges of lakes and in some shallow bays. The DNR doesn't do any kind of ice safety checks on lakes, and no ice is ever considered 100% safe. Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto.
I have no idea how much ice is out there on the lakes right now. I haven't been out there. I'm not going out there anytime soon. Quite frankly, I would recommend most people probably not go out there.
In general, you want at least 4 inches of ice for walking, skating, or ice fishing, 5 to 7 inches for snowmobiles and ATVs, and around 1 foot of ice before you start taking cars out onto the ice. Otto warns ice doesn't form evenly, and it can change quickly.
Sometimes those ice conditions can shift and change pretty quickly based upon things like current, decomposition. If there's a lot of decomposition occurring underneath the ice, it can actually make the ice a little bit thinner. Sometimes the depth of the substrate, you know, muck and such like that, that can affect ice formation and how long it stays around in an area. So there's so many things that can vary from, you know, hour to hour, day to day.
You should always check ice thickness before venturing out. Once thicker ice starts forming, people may want to start taking extra safety precautions like carrying an ice pick, don't go out alone, and let someone know where you'll be and when you expect to return. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
One person died in a single car crash in Oneida County Friday. It happened around 3:15 on County Highway J in the town of Newbold. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says the car went off the road and hit a tree. The driver, 71-year-old David Woods of Arbovita, died in the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol is completing the crash investigation. The death of an infant in Marathon County leads to the arrest of a 27-year-old man who is accused of first-degree reckless homicide. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office got a report of an unresponsive 3-month-old child at 10:44 a.m. the morning of November 20th in the town of Norrie. The child was taken to a local hospital, but was pronounced dead a couple of days later. A criminal investigation was launched. On November 27th, a probable cause hearing was held, and the court set a $100,000 cash bond for the suspect. He will be back in court in February. The name of the child is being withheld. People can see the plans for Rhinelander's new skate park this week. ArtStart is hosting Hunger Skate Park's design on Thursday. The design group will present preliminary plans and welcome input from the community. The presentation starts at 5:30 p.m. ArtStart and a group of teens and young adults called Over It have been working towards building a skate park in Rhinelander the last couple of years. The Rhinelander City Council chose Hodag Park for the location. Again, the presentation is this Thursday at 5:30 at ArtStart. It will be followed by a celebration at 7 p.m. Wisconsin Public Worker and Teachers Unions have scored a major legal victory with a ruling that restores collective bargaining rights they lost under a 2011 state law. That law effectively ended the ability of most public employees to bargain for wage increases and other issues and forced them to pay more for health insurance and retirement benefits. Republicans vowed Monday to immediately file an appeal, which will likely go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And although the state Supreme Court is controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, an election in April will determine majority control for at least the next year. David Prosser, who rose to become Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly before an 18-year tenure on the state Supreme Court, has died. Prosser's family said Monday he died Sunday at the age of 81 after battling cancer for several months. A Republican, Prosser served 18 years in the state assembly, the last two as speaker, before serving the same amount of time on the state Supreme Court. He retired from the court in 2016. With an expected record-breaking holiday shopping period upon us, a new survey by the Alliance for American Manufacturing finds almost 8 in 10 Americans prefer shopping for products made in the U.S. for holiday gifts. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Online retailers like Amazon, Shein, and Temu lend the appeal of convenience for both shoppers and sellers, and independent sellers in Wisconsin have definitely capitalized on that, selling over 35 million items on Amazon last year. But online retailers don't have to provide a country of origin label, which poses a challenge, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
Unfortunately, that is crowding out the ability of Americans to find some locally made options, particularly around the holidays when it is, in fact, even more meaningful.
Wisconsin's economy hinges on local commerce, with small businesses making up 99% of all businesses statewide and employing 1.4 million people, according to federal data. The survey found 1 in 3 Americans have been intentional about buying American-made products in the past year. To help boost that number, the Alliance has released a 2024 Made in America Holiday Gift Guide that includes more than 100 manufacturers and makers from every state. An overwhelming majority of those surveyed said they would buy more Made in America products if they were more widely sold by the large retailers they frequent. At a time where the country seems to be more divided than ever, Paul says this collective intention across party lines could serve as a way to bring people together this holiday season.
It could be about patriotism and supporting local jobs, but whatever the reason, it's actually something that I think unites a lot of people in our country, and that's really important, especially as we get closer to the holidays.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.